So let me give you context, right? So growing up, I had been called talkative. In fact, you know how when you're growing up, they'll say, go and be a lawyer, right? I wish somebody had directed me to mass communication. But in our parents' time when we're growing up, it's either you were a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, a banker. So you say mass comm and you seem like you're unserious because who was doing mass comm then? But I'm looking at my life now and some of the people in the space that I want to be in that are not even as good as I am based off of just my natural talents. And I'm thinking, what if I had studied mass comm? What if somebody saw beyond me being a talkative and saw it as, this girl is confident, this girl is courageous, this girl, whenever I speak, people are asking me, oh, you have an, I don't have an accent. Literally, I pick on people's languages. You know, I can do South African, Ghanaian, like a lot of African countries. If I tell you where I learned it from Big Brother Africa, right? I speak Hausa that I learned when I was in primary school. I still speak it till now, right? I have such a good ear for languages. But then, these were things I got bullied for. I got thrown out. I got put aside for. Why? When people don't understand why you are different, automatically there's a problem with you. Because how dare you be different? How dare you be something else than the norm and what is general? You know? So please, I so much agree with it. Like, this is, like, it's like, I saw it and it triggered me because I'm just fully stepping into myself this year, you know, and being that I want my own self and all that I am to be my major hustle and office work to be side hustle, as opposed to using me as the side hustle, meaning I want to stop being the side piece. I'm the main character in my own story, right? And so I deserve, hell yes, I dare to deserve, and then I now deserve after I dare, right? And I go ahead to like do it because I dare to deserve. I now actually do realize that, wait, actually, I deserve to actually be everything and more that is the main dish and the main cause, not the side piece, right? So, and I'm looking at it that I'm putting minimal effort and the result I'm seeing, people who have been putting maximum are not seeing it, right? Or if they see, they're struggling for it. Yet, it's literally like the opportunities are chasing me. They may not be flooding in now, but I'm asking myself, if I keep up with this and I'm consistent for the next 6 months by basically showing up for myself every day, being consistent, fighting for myself, being in people's faces, those who don't like it, get out of the way, those who like it, welcome it. I'm not going to change myself, shortchange myself for anybody. If I'm in your environment, I'm too loud. My dear, use earphones. I ain't gonna reduce my voice no more. I'm not going to reduce my personality, reduce my skills. No, I talk, but I don't talk amiss. I talk because I have something upstairs. I talk because I have an opinion. And I have an opinion because I'm intelligent and I'm smart. And I'm not going to be sorry that other people cower and wait to be called. I will grab every opportunity. I will raise my hand in a large crowd, you know, because that's how I've gotten to where I am. By not second guessing or feeling shy or shy. I'm sorry that you are shy or you are reserved. Great and cool for you, but that's not me, you know, because I'm so angry now. You know, it took a while for me to forgive myself because I'm just thinking, my goodness, literally, you waste your whole 20s finding purpose when really your purpose is just who you are. Your purpose is that very thing that every, like, if I'm going to tell teenagers anything, I'll say, what is that one thing that you hate about yourself based off of people's opinion? Write it down. I promise you, Toby, check what they will write. Check what people's responses. Even adults, throw a poll and say, what's that one thing you hate the most about yourself? Look at Kagan Tech. Look at Okpayemi Farmakin. All these so-called influencers that are doing it big right now. Go and check their backstory. They were all told to shut up. You know, people are following Okpayemi Farmakin, but when he started, he was called rude. Even till now, he's still called rude, but they're still following. He's rude though, but you're still on his page. He's rude though, but you're still liking his pictures and commenting. You're part of the reason why he's growing. So at the end of the day, maybe you don't really hate it. You just hate that you're not him. And you hate that you have that side to you, but you can't express it because you don't have the courage or the balls to. So when I saw this post, I was like, oh my God, this is literally me. Do you understand? Like, I'm doing things that are shocking me. I'm doing things that are like, it's not costing me anything, but I'm getting results that are like blowing my mind. And I'm like, Mude Joko's office, and I'm sitting at somebody's office collecting salary that they are paying me for one gig. Am I mad? Is that not stupid? Because somebody somewhere told me, oh, you're too loud. Oh, you're too this. My dear, if I'm too loud, you wanna increase your volume. Do you know how many times I've been told, learn to reduce your voice? This is my natural, I'm not even shouting. This is me. This is my volume from heaven. I don't have a girly voice. My voice is nice, but it's very, I have, like, people, even, I remember when I resumed my office, they're like, I have this whole grunting in my voice like David do, and they laugh about it. And I said, do you see who you're associating me with? You, who do they associate you with? Name one person. And that was the end. I shut it up. So now you see anything that seems like it can shut my mind, I shut it down and I respond. People need to fight for themselves more, I beg. Like, we need to get to that point where people fight tooth and nail for themselves, because all these other people are in people's offices shouting, crying. There's a problem, literally, now, that God already saw that there will be a problem, and he inserted the solution in each and every one of us. The issue is, the devil will not allow you to realize that you are the solution to the problem. He will make you a part of the problem instead of the solution to the problem. So now, you will try to be conforming to those that you should be helping, or those that should be conforming to you and following you. You, that you are now the leader, you want to become their follower. See, Toby, I don't know if you can tell how, like, I'm passionate about this particular topic, because, bro, it's like I'm right in the middle of it. Like, I've seen it, you know, from, like, a review mirror of my life, and now I'm in the middle of it. I've also surpassed it to a level, and I'm grateful for it, because there are people who have not even realized it. So while I was beating myself and saying, oh, I should have realized it since, I'm like, but even when you didn't realize it, you were still doing you, because you couldn't help but be you. It's just you were not doing it on this scale. And now you are launching out, reaching out, you know, like talking about yourself, selling yourself and all of that. And you're grabbing every opportunity that comes your way. You're not selling yourself short. So you're doing well, my dear. And that's why I mean, my brother. Well, I have a podcast, but I don't know if we spoke about this topic. Now, maybe you've even inspired me. Maybe this is the topic that I will talk about, because but I catch your breath, because yo, it be a thing.